Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam Crenshaw, got Fred Khalil from CBS 46 here with me. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios. Look like we got a little clearing way off in the distance there, Fred, after all the clouds and rain we've had. The worst of it has kind of moved off to the east. I'm checking our radar here, too, so I can tell people if you're driving around, you know, if you're in the eastern part of the area, metro area, you're still getting a bit of that rain. I'm seeing it still College Park down around the airport and maybe going out east on 285 on up to some parts of 85, getting up above Lawrenceville. But back behind us, I'm seeing a lot of green, so look, we're going to have some rain coming through the area for a while. And if you get down below Peachtree City, looks like there's a pretty big cluster over Noonan right now. So I'm not trying to be a meteorologist at all. I wouldn't
do
that.
Hey, just look at the radar and see, right?
There you go. That's what
the starter at the golf course thinks he's a meteorologist, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, they always got the radar on, yeah.
You knew that? Also out at the ballpark. You always have
Ed Mangan, he's pretty good with that.
There you go. Always watches the weather. Know if he's got to put that tarp on the field or not. Into the second hour, Braves about to get started up in Chicago, and we'll keep you up to date as far as that goes. College Baseball World Series, Vanderbilt has scored twice now, so Michigan is up by a score of 4-2. This is game one of best of three games out in Omaha. I have never been to Omaha to this event. You went the last time that Georgia was there.
2008, they lost to Fresno State.
Yeah.
The big bunch of cheeseburger guys, I like to say. That was an American League team, Fresno State. I mean, they had guys, they were all like 6'2", 265, man, built like offensive guards. They just come up. They're just clubbing the ball, man. Boom.
Wow.
Hitting the ball hard.
Yep.
And then in the 80s, I went and covered Arizona and Arizona State. Both Arizona won the whole thing in 86. I covered that game and that series, and I covered when Arizona State's outfield. I tell you about this all the time, Sammy.
Who's that?
Let Mike Devereaux.
Yep.
Odubee McDowell.
Yeah.
And Barry Bonds.
Whoa.
How about that for an outfield?
That's an outfield, man. That's a
Arizona State, right?
Jarvis on the other side of the glass, like, whoo.
Yeah. That's same outfield right there.
That's a scary outfield, college baseball.
Yeah, Mike Benjamin was on that team. Pat Listash was on that team.
Okay, yeah.
They're loaded.
Yeah, see, that's what we expect from the
team. Tim Spear,
out there on the West Coast.
Played for the Expos, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a catcher on that team.
Great lineup. Like we said, Michigan is leading Vanderbilt right now. We keep you up on that. The other thing, big thing that's happening tonight is NBA awards, and that's going to get kicked off here about 9 o'clock our time because they're out west. And, you know, we already know that some people who made great plays and did great things in the postseason, that doesn't factor into this award. So we give me three guys who are for the MVP. I feel like I know who that's going to be. The coach of the year, I think I know who that's going to be.
That's got to be Bud, doesn't it?
I think Mike Budenholzer, you know, gets
went 60 with the Bucks.
And the other two are like Michael Malone from Denver, who did a great job.
He did a great job.
And then Doc Rivers and the Clippers. So I think that's.
Yeah, I think Bud's going to win that.
I think he has that one. I think he has that one. Most valuable player, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Paul George, who had a fantastic season for OKC, and James Harden with Houston, who just, you know, just was had that string, had that long string of big games offensively. And you figure, okay, well, maybe this guy gets it. We'll see. We're not sure.
You think Giannis? I think Giannis.
I think Giannis.
I think it's
going
to be a buck kind of night.
I think that's it. That happens. And then we get to the rookie of the year. Rookie of the year, and it really comes down between two people.
Trae Young
and Luka Doncic. And, you know, a lot of people saw what Doncic did to start the season. He had a strong start to the season, but Trae Young came on so strong at the end, man. It was so impressive, and I think he caught the eye of so many people. And I know all of us here, I think he should get it, and we'll see. I saw him on some television shows. They interviewed him on this morning, and he was saying, yeah, I feel like I should get it. I should win it. But he's also feeling great about what the team did during the draft and the new talent that's coming to play and the fact that all of those guys, when you talk to them and ask them something, they all are excited about coming to play with Trae Young.
Right. You know, and you give you got to give Travis Schlenk a lot of credit, man. I mean, the guy, really, I mean, he's come in and he's kind of had to rework everything and, you know, he had to blow it up again. But I think he's put it back together pretty good so far.
And done it pretty quickly. And we got draft choices going ahead in the future.
Right.
We kind of like the Patriots of basketball with all these draft picks in the future that we have, Fred.
Exactly. And, you know, and you can always package those.
Yes. Yes. You
with
know.
A wily veteran to make a deal, you know. And then, of course, today, moving Bays.
Yeah. Now, that's something else. So that's what's coming up. But my thing is this, and as you listen, I'd like to get your thoughts on it, too. You can join us and let me know your thoughts. Let us know your thoughts at 404-741-0929 or text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Shouldn't maybe the first round or second round of the postseason to – I say that, Fred, because the second season is so long now.
Right. Long, yeah. You got all the teams
time,
in there, sure.
And you kind of forget some of the stuff from the regular season because this postseason goes so long. Maybe the first two rounds, before we get to the semifinals or whatever, but before we get to the conference finals, then maybe consider that part. And maybe, you know what, you would have some different names on this list.
You probably would because you've got guys that have taken their teams to new heights, you know, that the guys in the regular season obviously didn't do.
Yep. Possibly. I don't know what some people think. I know that's the way it's always been done. But when you consider the way this season goes and just the fact that the postseason is so long, I think that's what you think. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo obviously during the regular season doing tremendous things and looked impressive in the postseason, too.
He did.
Until Nick Nurse.
Right.
Changed
Toronto.
They changed some things around defensively, you know, and all of a sudden he just kind of went away. And you know what? It's not to say that other teams will be able to do that because that's another thing. You say, okay, well, you know, Toronto did it. Well, Toronto had the personnel and the scheme.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have that personnel. You can draw the X's and O's up, Freddie. If you ain't got the horses, you're not going to ride.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. Yep.
You know what I mean?
You got that right, yeah.
So a lot of people will say, okay, well, now we see how to do it. It's going to be simple. No, it won't. I mean, everybody else during the season had a hard time containing Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he does good things defensively on the other end as well. So that's the other thing that, you know, that probably weighs in his favor a little bit more. Harden. To play some defense, but known as, you know, I won't say just strictly offense. But
well, yeah, I mean, he comes down and puts it up.
Yep.
That's what he does. He gets over
time
in half court, and it's going up. he's a great player. He's obviously one of the best players in the league.
Yep.
But is he this year? I don't know.
Don't know.
I think Giannis.
Will Harden ever get any farther? A team with him on it. Will a team with him on it ever get to the conference finals or the NBA finals?
That's tough.
It is.
He takes over the game, yeah.
He does. And those games come along. You want somebody to take over the game.
Right, you do, yeah. But in the playoffs, you got to have more than one. We've seen that. You got to have more than one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, throughout the course of the game. If you got a guy at the end of the game you're going to go to take your big shot, okay. If he's the guy, and obviously, if you're down to the last part in a big game, you got in there.
Sure.
You're going to put the ball in his hands.
Yeah, well, no doubt. And everybody knows it.
That's what you do. But in order to get to that point, it can't just be him all
right,
the time.
Exactly.
And so that's the thing that happened in Houston. And curious to see what else happens with that team. A lot of frustration because of the potential and the talent and obviously the money that's been spent in Houston. But like I said, he is one of the three finalists for that award. I'm seeing defensive player as well. And you got Giannis Antetokounmpo who is up for that award. So like I said, he may end up leaving with a whole lot of stuff tonight.
He might, yeah. He might need a shopping cart to get out of there.
With all those. One name I see, though, for the six-man list, is Lou Williams.
About that? We talk about that all the time, Sam.
Any something?
What a story that is. You know, what a story that is. Out of South Gwinnett High School.
Yeah, yeah.
Was all set and signed to go to the University of Georgia.
Yep, goes up to Philly.
Goes up to Philly and
just kind of buys his
team.
Yeah, buys his
time. Was your second-round pick?
Second-round pick.
So he did get drafted.
Yeah, but had to just buy his time.
He had to earn his way on everywhere he went.
Yeah. And now he is like that guy. He is that guy that you want. You know, he's going to get you some offense. He comes off the bench. He's going to do things for you, and you know that on every night. And I'm sure Doc Rivers has enjoyed having him on the team at the Clippers. So he is up for the six-man award, and let's see if he can get that tonight in some of the awards.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
That would be very
cool. That would be good.
That'd be great to see.
I'd like that. Yeah.
He's taking on that role of being that guy that comes off the bench and gives his team a lift, gives them a boost. And, you know, he's embraced that role, and it's great.
That's an incredible story. Like I said, I mean, it's – I never thought – I mean, I would not have thought, but it's been – how long has it been, 10 years or plus, more?
More than that, man. Lou's been out there in the league. We check and double-check how long he's been out there. But he's, you know, the fact that, you know, we saw him and watched him play his high school ball here in the area.
Right.
And the fact that he's now, you know, a veteran in the league for a number of years. And, you know, he's 32 years old now.
Wow, 14 years then.
So he's been out there. And, you know, hey, he's still doing his thing, man.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. He was.
Well, he's embraced every role that he's had. That's the key.
That's true.
You know, he's. You want me to come off the bench? I'll come off the bench. You want me to be your shooter? I'll be the shooter. You want me to play defense? I'll play defense.
Yes, it. That's it. One of our home folks that we're really proud of what he's done, and just the way he always goes all out and plays and does tremendous things for the team, whichever team he's been a part of. He's done his part to try to lift the team up, and he's done a great job. And hopefully, he gets this award tonight. It'll be great to see him pocket that one and win it. That'll be fantastic to see him get it. Would be great. So that's happening. We look up here. What are the Comets? The Comets.
Right?
South Gwinnett.
That's it, baby. South Gwinnett Comets, man.
That's the thing. Another award that's happening tonight, Fred, and I think it's going to be great, is the Lifetime Achievement Award. They're giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Oh, you know, how perfect is that? You know, 40 years, right?
And that's something that's going to be something. And you're from Indiana, so
it's 40 years. I know the Larry Bird story. And, you know, it's funny because I'm from northern Indiana, so Michigan State is actually closer to me than Indiana State.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can remember going up there to the campus because that was my sophomore year when they won. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had to get back down for spring football, but we wanted to go up there and hang out.
Yeah. We wanted to go and hang out. What, Indiana State was a cool place to hang out?
No. Michigan State.
Oh, Michigan State.
We went up to Michigan. We went up to East Lansing. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
No, Indiana State was not a good place to hang out. No, Michigan State, though, was a lot of fun.
No fun at Terre Haute?
Terre Haute. No. You know, I mean, that was
that was
an incredible game, though. I mean, that was the Larry Bird took those. They, you know, I remember they had a good guard on that team, Carl Nix. I don't know if you remember him.
Right.
You know, and he was a really good player. He played, I think, in the NBA for a couple of years, maybe. But he was really good. Obviously, Larry Bird was Larry Bird, and Magic was Magic. And then Magic also had Greg Kelzer.
Right.
Right? I mean, they had some other guys on that team, too. But it was Magic and Larry, and that was it was in Salt Lake City, as I recall.
Yep. That was just impressive the way those guys came in and the difference they made moving on to the to the NBA.
And, you know, one goes East Coast, one goes West Coast, and all of a sudden the Celtics and Lakers are back at it again, you know, and they kind of owned the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was the Celtics in the early part of the 80s, and then Showtime took over in the back end.
Yeah. So those guys will be together tonight as well. That should be something fun to watch and watch for tonight during the NBA Awards. Lifetime Achievement, very well earned, very well earned. We're going to talk more about NBA and what this postseason has done. A team that this year – The league has probably made more news just as much off the court as on the court this year. Everything's out in L.A., LeBron moving around. So we're going to talk with somebody who knows a bit about the business side of things, David Rumsey is going to join us. Sports Daily is going to come up next. Sports Business Daily.
All right, cool.
All right, Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game. 99thegame.com. Monday evening, rain kind of blowing out of the area, but boy, it was falling hard here in Midtown a couple hours ago. Sam Crenshaw, Fred Khalil with you, and congratulations to Dwayne and Marietta. You won a pair of the Big Three basketball tickets
July
7th at State Farm Arena. That's Ice Cube's Big Three returns to Atlanta for its season opening night on July 7th. At State Farm Arena, Big Three is fast-paced, physical, trash-talking summer basketball. Features former NBA stars and some Hall of Fame coaches in an exciting half-court 3-on-3 format. Big Three tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. And you guys spent some time.
Well, yeah, yeah. Cube and Nancy Lieberman came on Sports Sunday with us. Saturday, yeah. Sports Saturday with us. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun
on CBS 46. Yeah, well, the games are on CBS 46 too.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can check them out there this weekend.
We'll be watching.
And then they're coming to State Farm Arena. When did you say? 2 weeks, right?
Yep, July 7th.
July 7th. Is that? Yeah, it's 2 weeks already.
No, well, we got a half. Not a whole 2 weeks, yeah.
Not even a whole 2 weeks.
No. Come on, Peachtree Road race right around.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be running in that.
You will.
We'll come right by here, man. So
I'll be watching for you. I'll be on that morning. I'll be waving the half floors up,
right
looking
there,
down.
You'll be able to spot me in front of 12,000 people in the mix, right? Yeah. There's a little fat guy going by. That's him.
That looks like Fred.
That's it. He's rolling down the street.
It is a big night for the National Basketball Association. It has been one of those amazing seasons where they made just as much news off the court as on the court, it seems. And the guy who's kept an eye on all of it, among other things, is David Rumsey. Joins us now, the WaitForIt.com hotline from Sports Business Journal, Sports Business Daily. Good evening, David. How you doing?
Hey, Sam. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Fantastic. Great. Fantastic. As we get set to have the awards tonight, I don't know where you are on these NBA awards tonight. Should it just be regular season? Because the regular season seems like it ended like 3 or 4 months ago. And we kind of forget some of those things. Any way to want to factor in a little bit of the postseason on this voting?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an idea that people have talked about for a long time, and it would definitely be a good idea. And one of the bigger issues that I see is the timing of the awards. I mean, you know, we're already thinking about next season, this summer, free agency, yet here we are having the awards for this past season, like you said, that ended several months ago. I mean, if you're going to do it just regular season, I'd say go ahead and get it out of the way in the first or second round of the playoffs, which is something that they used to do, and they've pushed it back, you know, to have this award ceremony after the season.
There's so much that goes on with this basketball season because as great as the things were postseason, gave us a champion that we'd never seen before from Toronto, teams winning. I couldn't wait to get to the postseason because of all of the trades and the draft and the free agency that's going to come back here in just 2 or 3 days. This has been an amazing, like I said, season overall for the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, I mean, it really has been. And, I mean, so much of the talk was obviously about the Warriors. Is it bad for the league? They're dominant. And then it just kind of shows you, you know, one bad break for the Warriors or a couple in their case with Thompson and Durant. And, you know, boom, down they go. And, you know, they're not even the favorites. You know, doesn't even look like they might not have a shot next season. So, you know, everybody's loading up. So yeah, that's why this offseason is going to be so crazy because, I mean, we've seen the past couple seasons, the offseason is already, you know, wild, you know, you have a Chris Paul trade or something like that. But now that it seems gettable that anybody could, you know, rise to the throne like Toronto did, I mean, you know, anything could happen. So I think it's definitely something to keep an eye on this offseason.
Hey, David, it's Fred Khalil here on the way.forward.com hotline. I want to ask you about, all of these trades that cannot become official until July 6th. I mean, why don't we just say, look, okay, we know when the league year begins. Let's just make the deals when we make the deals and just let it happen. Why do we have to wait until these things are official?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great point. And the reasoning is just with the way the collective bargaining agreement is right now and the way the league rules are, that's just how they've been. And I think that's something they should change because, I mean, I think the biggest example is you see on draft night, these kids, it's the biggest stage of their life, the biggest moment for them thus far. And, you know, they're getting drafted, you know, by one team, and then they're putting on a Lakers hat, and they're not going to that team. And it just kind of takes the fun out of everything. You can't really celebrate, and obviously it makes it confusing for the fans when you don't know who's going where, and you're getting confused like that.
And that's what I was going to say. You know, here's a young man getting drafted, you know, third or fourth overall. He's got a hat on. And that picture is forever.
Yeah.
And he never even played for that team. You know, I mean,
right.
That's.
Yeah. And I mean, you have, I mean, and the reporters know it and they're saying, you know, okay, well, you have, you know, X hat on, but you're going to Y team. And it's not just one or two instances. I mean, you saw how many trades there were.
Yeah.
That's becoming the norm. So, I mean, that's just what happens. And I do think it's a bad look.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with David Rumsey. You can follow him on Twitter at _DavidRumsey. He's with Sports Business Journal and Sports Business Daily. What does this mean that you have a team in Toronto that wins the championship? We have New Orleans now with the top pick, and they're going to be a team we're going to expect a lot from. is a conclusion that you don't have to be in one of the major big markets anymore. The Knicks aren't going to make any news as they are anytime soon. Boston, we don't know what's going to happen. Irvin's out of there, and seems like Al Horford's gone too. Can you still make it, you know, from a less than major East Coast or West Coast market team?
Well, I think what the lesson is that, you know, these big markets, it's always going to be easier for them to win a championship or, you know, be a contender every year. But what we're seeing now is with smart management, a good front office, you know, any team can do it because there is the salary cap, there is the luxury tax, you know, not baseball where everybody can spend as much as they want if they're willing to pay it. So, yeah, I think you mentioned New Orleans. Obviously, everybody's excited about Zion, but I'd keep an eye on their GM down there, Dave Griffin. I mean, he's already showing some good moves with the draft picks and, you know, his philosophy. And it's going to be a couple years. But, yeah, to your point, if you have smart management, I think it doesn't really matter what market you're in. If you can maximize the value with the players that you have, you can get the job done.
Talk about the folks out on the West Coast, talking about Los Angeles. In that whole reality TV show that it turned out to be, what do you expect will actually happen? I know they're looking for a point guard, and one of the guys on their list is a guy that lives up in your area, up in Charlotte, and in Kemba Walker. Thoughts about that? But who would want to go in and be a part of that? Sure, LeBron's going to be there. Sure, Anthony Davis is going to be there. But my goodness, would you want to be under that magnifying glass?
Yeah, I think it just depends on kind of what type of player you are. And you mentioned Kemba Walker, and I have a lot of Hornets fans in my office here in Charlotte, and, you know, we won't get into the Hornets situation, their salary cap situation, but, you know, whether he chooses to stay or go, someone like him, I think, would just have to be comfortable going to the Lakers, whatever they're going to pay you, if you're happy with that, first of all. You're going to have to be comfortable knowing that, excuse me, that you are the third option, and that things might get a little weird with the Lakers, and not to mention the rest of the team. I mean, we're looking to add that third superstar max or near max contract. But after that, I mean, who's on their roster besides Kuzma right now? And, I mean, after that, if everybody's healthy, sure, they could have a great team. But there's going to be no depth. And like you said, it is the Lakers. We saw what happened this year with LeBron missing the playoffs. So I think it's a big risk if you're going there, but it could pay off.
We'll see if
at least LeVar Ball's gone.
Wow.
How about all that?
If he goes to go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about LeVar Ball too much, but yeah, I mean he's crazy and he's kind of got banned from ESPN's airwaves for the time being. So yeah, I think Lakers fans are happy to see him gone, and you know, wish Lonzo the best, and you know, all his brothers playing basketball. But yeah, that's kind of a sideshow that nobody really wants to see.
What do you think happens in Houston? I mean, immediately we were hearing that things weren't going well in the locker room and that everybody's tradable. There's an awful lot of talent there with that team. What do you feel like is going to happen with that situation?
Well, I do believe the reports that anybody's tradable because Daryl Morey is going to do whatever it takes to win a championship, you know, if and when that comes. And I don't think that he thinks that nobody is expendable. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to, the friction that was reported between Chris Paul and James Harden. Obviously, you know, all those parties have come out and, you know, denied that report from the front office to the players. And I mean, anybody who follows sports at all knows that, you know, locker rooms and organizations are, you know, it's a tricky business. You know, anything can happen on a whim. But I mean, personally, if it was me, I would run it back if I was the Rockets and, you know, do what you can, get the best players under the cap this year and run it back because, I mean, the Warriors are gone. That was their obstacle, right? I mean, they seemed like they were the best team in the NBA for a while besides the Rockets, and obviously you have the Raptors and Kawhi and could have the Bucks coming out of the East. But, I mean, for a team like them, I say go back and do it again because I don't think the Warriors are going to be there to stop you next summer.
Yeah, but Denver might. That's who I'm watching in the West. I think they sure are a team.
Very talented.
Yeah, spending some time with David Ramsey joining us tonight from Sports Business Journal, Sports Business Daily. Our situation here in Atlanta, you know what? We've been that city, David, that players love to come and hang out during the offseason. I mean, everybody loves to come here and get offseason homes and have a good time, but they don't want to play for the Atlanta teams, and I think they're trying to change the culture. It looks like we're changing the culture here in Atlanta. I don't know what you see in the perception is of what we're doing here and what we're building with this Hawks team.
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it there. And, you know, the leadership that is right there in Atlanta in the front office there now, I think has a good plan if they get time from ownership to let it play out. Obviously, it's a very young team, and people weren't sure about the Trae Young trade, you know, missing on Luka Doncic last year. But Trae Young kind of really came into his own, as you guys know, at the end of last season, and he's been saying that he wants to recruit players to Atlanta. And, you know, he is a player that I think players, other players in the league, superstars, would want to play with. He spreads the ball around. So, I mean, I think, you know, moving forward this season, you know, just show competence as an organization if you're the Hawks, and, you know, put the best product you can out on the court. You don't need to be tanking at this point. I think you have some good assets, some good players, and show that you can get up there as fast as you can. And, yeah, I don't see any reason why NBA players wouldn't want to go to Atlanta. I mean, like you said, it's one of their favorite cities already, and if there's a reason for them to want to be on that team, I don't think there'd be anything stopping them from going there.
Big show going out tonight with all the awards hanging out, but the NBA makes some news early today saying they're going to move away from the title owner and stress more governors as being the name. Got about a minute to go here. What are your thoughts about that? Is this something, another branding thing for the league, or being ahead of the curve as far as things go with other professional sports leagues?
Yeah, I mean, I think Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, certainly is ahead of the curve when it comes to being progressive in that regard. But I think this is really a player-driven move. I think the players have made it clear that, you know, they don't like the term owner. And, you know, the NBA already uses the term governor, alternate governor for, you know, league purposes and who's in control at meetings. So I think it's just a situation where the league is saying, hey, listen, guys, to the players, if you don't want this, you know, we'll easily change it. And it's just going to be up to, you know, us and the media and the fans to really, you know, move from one word to the other if that's what the players want.
Bottom line is, we know who writes the checks, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you can, at the end of the day, they do own the team. They are majority owners. So, you know, it's up to perception to whether, you know, that's something that offends you or if it's not.
Yeah, we'll see that as the league, as the NBA players have been able to do that more so than the players in any other league, leading the way with that. We'll see how that goes, what people talk about, and I'm sure they may talk about it some tonight during the awards as well. But we thank you for spending some time with us, David. We look to talk and spending time with you more going forward in the future.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, that is David Rumsey. You can follow him on Twitter. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at _ David Rumsey. He's from the Sports Business Journal, Sports Business Daily. Great to have him on the show. We're going to talk more about some of the things he talked about as far as the NBA goes. Keep up with this Braves game. They don't have a score yet. We're going to keep up with that and more as we continue. Sam, Fred Khalil from CBS 46 here. We had for the.
I promise I'm going to talk next segment, Sammy. I was trying to do social media here like you do, because Sam is really good at social media and I'm not. So I'm over here fiddling around with my Twitter and Facebook, and
you don't have to tell the listeners all that.
Well, man, I want to be open. Hey, we're an open book here, right? Yeah. Full disclosure,
hey,
baby.
Look at this. The sun's coming out.
The
here.
Sun is coming out over Midtown.
Wow. Back with more Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with Fred Khalil. Nice.
Great to be here, Sammy. What a night it's turned out to be, huh?
And it's up, man.
We were running up to the studio, man, literally running up to get in the studio because of the storm.
Yeah.
And now it's a beautiful sunset out there over Midtown.
It really is. It looks great, just remarkable. With 9 floors up, so we got a great view up here of everything. Justin Voigt, once again, we thank David Rumsey for joining us for Sports Business Journal. We're talking just about the NBA and things to expect. He had some nice things to say about Atlanta. What
he did.
Doing.
Of course he did. Yeah, he should have.
He wouldn't say much about up in Charlotte, though.
No, he did not.
What's up with that? Why is it Michael Jordan, who was just a fantastic player, just amazing, you know, generational player, And when it comes to things off the court, it seems like he gets stuck in second gear.
He's just not the same. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, because that, you know, obviously they lost their first team, and this was Jordan bringing them back.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was hailed as, oh, yeah, we're bringing the NBA back to Carolina. And it really hasn't gone anywhere.
Got a nice arena.
Perfect
up there.
Perfect arena, nice city, everything. Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, they should be able to win, and they should be able to draw.
Yeah. You know, that was the thing when the original Hornets were there, people were wondering, would people embrace the NBA in an area that was so college because of ACC? And it seemed like the people realized that, well, every team that comes through town is somebody that you know.
Right, and here's the thing, too. I mean, the first few Charlotte Hornets teams were good, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They were good, and they were fun to watch.
Right.
I mean, who they have? They had Kendall Gill,
yep.
Alonzo Mourning.
Yep. Grandmama.
Larry Johnson.
Grandmama.
Grandmama.
Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues was on that team, yeah.
and Dale Curry.
Dale Curry, that's right, Dale Curry. Steph's dad.
Yeah. I mean, that was
the shooter. And he, you talk about a local guy. I mean, there he was.
Right.
I played at Virginia Tech.
Right.
I mean, they still live, I think, in the Charlotte area.
Yeah, right. So. So that's the thing that you wonder why that can't happen there. But it was nice to hear David say something that we're hearing more and more around the country, that Atlanta, it seems like Atlanta is an attractive place now for those guys who usually come here and hang out and have a good time.
Well, yeah. I mean, you brought up a great point, Sam, because this is a huge NBA town.
Yeah.
Witnessed by the television ratings, the places that people go to see. Yeah. But
the merchandising.
Unbelievable. But they just, we got to get them on board with the home team.
Yeah. That was the thing. And you know what? And I was one of the people, I just tell me about the age. I mean, both of us, we won't say how old we are. We're both 60.
60, yeah.
All right. But, you know, when we talk about Bazemore leaving now, when that Hawks team was winning big and going for those 60 wins, you know, you finally could get Hawks gear in stores around here, because for the longest time, you couldn't find Hawks gear in store. You had to go to the games to get it.
Well, and, you know, they went to the conference finals for the first time ever.
Yeah, yeah. That was amazing. That was amazing to
I mean, you think about all that. The teams with Dominique and Doc and everything. They never made it to the conference finals. This team did, and then they blew it up.
Well, not just after that. After they go and people finally, you know, figure out what Hawks gear looks like, and we change the colors.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
We change the colors, and I'm like, what do you want to do that for? Well, they didn't miss on that, because the Hawks color scheme is all over the place. It's very popular. And it's moved in now. Thankfully, it's in stores. You can find it all over and obviously online. But just it seemed like just that time was the hardest thing to find. If you went shopping anywhere, you would see lots of stuff with the other teams, and you might see one Hawks T-shirt or something in the whole place. And so now that is And one thing is so different about the situation with the Hawks here in town.
Well, I think I look at what Arthur Blank and his team did to change the dynamic, really, of the Falcons and how they are merchandising and how they are marketing their team. Because they were in a similar situation for a long time. Even when Coach Reeves was here, you know, I mean, they went to the Super Bowl, sure, but I mean, there were Cowboys. Right. When the Cowboys are here, you know, right. Every bandwagon jumping. They're all here, right? But, you know, Arthur and his team have kind of put that aside because they figured out, you know, let's market our guys and let's make our guys. You know, I got Samuel Jackson on board. They did things first class, which is what Arthur Blank does. Everything's first class.
Right, right.
So.
And so that's been a great example for everyone to see what happens if you do it and do it top shelf and have a great product and a team that contends. That's what this city wants.
Right.
And it's what they feel like the commitment hadn't been there for some time, with the Hawks, and now it looks like we're headed in that direction. And I think that's the thing that has everybody so excited about the team. Now the Braves right now, and we just had a little bit of a mishap in this game.
Yeah, was that a mishap? Is that what that was?
Wilson Contreras got a home run off Julio Teheran, and then made a little noise as he circled the bases.
Tyler Flowers is waiting for him at home plate. Tyler's a big old boy. He almost, luckily he kept that, he yeah, kept his
Well, the umpire got cool. between him. The yeah, umpire yeah, got, yeah. got in between him. But, you know, that's, and you know what? I don't know if it's anything personal between Contreras and Julio Teheran, or if either just this is a battle between two first place teams.
Yeah.
And these guys want to see if they can get in between.
Late June,
you know what
going,
I mean?
Baby. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
so.
It's kind of nice to have, though, isn't it? It's kind of nice. The last couple of years, it's nice to be back.
Well, you know,
back
what?
In the 90s, yeah.
But you know, yeah, and to have that when you play, the other team's going to have a chip on their shoulders and whatnot.
Right.
You're the team that everybody's
get a little
out
chippy.
Get.
They want a little piece of you.
This team has so many young players, though. It's the first time they're dealing with this, and so that's why it comes in to have great players like Josh Donaldson and Tyler Flowers.
Brian McCann.
And Brian McCann, who've been around this before and been through it before, you know.
Right.
So I think that's the cool thing, to have that experience. That, look, fellas, don't let these guys are trying to get between your ears. And don't let this happen. Let's go out and do what we do.
Right.
And so let's see how this goes. Right now, Chicago has a 1-0 lead on the Braves as they play right now. And it makes it interesting, you know.
But I think McCann going to Houston, winning that World Series, I think that was big.
It really was.
Because at the beginning of his career, as we said, he was the baby Brave that won the the last of the consecutive division championships.
Yep, yep.
Then he gets to go away, yep. win one, and then come back as the quote-unquote old man. And
we'll say he's the old man.
Well, you know, come on, be man. Max up there, man.
We ain't going to say the old man.
Come on now. Yeah, I mean, that was 14 years ago, man. Come on, Max.
And the thing of it is, the fact that he won the confidence of John Smoltz
right.
is always an impressive thing.
That was big, yeah.
And says, come on, kid, you're my guy.
Right.
Wow.
That was huge.
How about that?
That was huge. There's Contreras right there. Likes to chirp, huh? Likes to chirp, Tyler Flowers.
Oh, just wait. Just wait, man. Yeah. Oh, you go have a little word with
Joe Madden.
Joe Madden. Okay.
Contreras is catching, obviously.
Yeah,
so
this is gonna get a little interesting, Freddie. I think
I wanna see if
flashback. What's this?
Jeff Francoeur.
No.
Yeah, see, because Francoeur is doing the game and he's talking junk. He's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Okay. So
here we go, right here. Now look at this. Is that Schwarber? Who was that? No, that's not too long ago.
That's been a while back, but Tyler Flowers was there on the team.
Yeah,
you know, so we'll see what happens with this. This could get a little interesting. There's a little history. There's a little backstory here, Freddie. There's a little backstory to this.
Yeah, man, it's I like it. You know what I mean? I like a little fiery. Yeah, I mean the Braves were always kind of the goody two shoes, good guys.
We're strictly business.
Yeah, we're gonna come in. We're gonna pitch. Yep, go play golf. Pitch.
That was it. You know, they came on sometime with briefcases. Or
exactly. Right.
What you got coming up this week on CBS 46?
You know,
on
CBS 46 this week, Sports Saturday, and of course Sports Sunday, and Jimmy Farish. You know, the former longtime NFL receiver.
Yeah.
A little while with the Atlanta Falcons. He came in and talked to Emily Gagnon in studio. We're gonna have that for you this weekend as well. And then Nikki Collin is going to come by, the coach of the Atlanta Dream.
Yes.
She's going to come by and visit with me. We're going to be in studio a little bit. You know, I think her players call her Coach Pretty. So that's Nikki's great. Going to come by, and we appreciate her time. And it's going to be a big weekend on CBS 46.
Okay. Looking forward to that and more.
At 11:30 Saturday and Sunday night.
It's a great show. You know, every now and then, Fred invites
Sammy,
me.
Sammy's got an open invitation.
No, every
He's got
time.
A key to the building.
No, I don't have a key to the building, do I?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Jarvis on the other side of the glass. So can he get a key? Can he come with me? We're bringing him over, too.
Yeah.
Over, too. Fantastic stuff. So we head for the top of the next hour. Next hour, we're going to get into some things. More of this thing with the Braves. More of this thing with UConn. Get thoughts on somebody who thinks that a school very close to us could be a target for one of those conferences as we look at possible college sports realignment coming up again, another wave of it. That's coming as we head for the top of the next hour. You stay with us on this Monday night on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.